next. Now let's bring in another legend, quickly becoming a legend. He is Andrew Siciliano, the voice of the Cleveland Browns this season. Very excited to have him on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. But more important than that, Andrew, you are sitting behind home plate. How are you feeling today?
Oh, my God. Legend only in my mother's mind. Good morning, guys. And you said voice. My goal now is to drink a lot of tea between now and 1 o'clock Sunday. So, yes, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. We're pumped, man. I mean, how do you not?
Good seats last night. How do you know, man? Nice.
So I did not. Those were not really my seats for the majority of the game. I was somewhere else, but I had a buddy who was sitting down there who said, hey, a couple came open. You want to move down here?
Nice.
So I
You would have been a fool to say no.
You snuck in, and you go. Perfect.
Well, got down there, and he gave me the people that had left, transfer the tickets. It's not like I did anything.
Nice.
Like,
of course you didn't.
I didn't. Moved down there, and I got there right before the Judge home run, which was depressing, and then the Stanton home run, and that was depressing, and I heard you said, was it Phelps? Was it you earlier who said you still call him Mike Stanton? I have a mental block on that as well. and that's not his name. It's Giancarlo. I get it, but I have a mental block on it. Regardless.
I know.
Full disclosure, after Naylor grounded into the double play.
Uh-oh.
No. Hear me out. There's a happy end of this story.
Okay.
I looked at my friends and went, all right, I'm out. And I walked up the steps, and then I got up to the top. And the line for the men's room was quite long. And I went, you know what? I'm staying. I've never left a game early in my life.
Oh, good.
I am staying. And Lane Thomas hit it off the wall. And then I went down to I went back to the seats. I turned to my friends and went, hey, I had to come back for the homer. And 90 seconds later,
that's awesome.
He hit it.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. It was the most amazing scene. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Okay, hang on. I just have a quick question about the story. The seats that you were sitting in, you replaced people that were sitting there prior to when they were up 3-1? Is that what
happened? People had left and gone to somewhere else. Yeah, they had gone to another.
Good for you.
They had gone to another section.
Oh,
my hero.
Wow. Wow. You are blessed. Hopefully we'll have some of that good luck on Sunday, too.
I got lucky. That ball hasn't come down yet either.
You know, the one thing about last night and – as we all sat there and watched the entire game, and it was unbelievable. It was this. Okay, John Kenzie hit the home run, to tie it up. That's awesome. And David Fry hit the game winner. That's awesome. There were so many other little things that happened in that game that if they don't happen, those guys don't have the chance for that. Lane Thomas getting the double. Matthew Boyd going five, a run on two hits. Andres Jimenez with that ungodly play. Late in the game, and Josh Naylor keeping his foot on the bag. Man, that was a really nice all-around team effort and epitomizes what this season is all about. That's why I enjoyed it so much, Andrew. Just an awesome game.
Totally. And they got lucky as well. I mean, when Kwan hit the comebacker, Bo could have gotten picked off. Holmes chose to go to first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you need those breaks. I was lucky, and I'm old enough to have been at the Tony Pena game in the rain in the 13th inning, and that game had so many similarities to this one in that, people forget that Albert tied it off Aguilera. The game, they were down, and Albert took out Aguilera and then went to the top step of the dugout, and that's the flex the bicep game,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he points to his body. We just remember Tony Pena getting a green light on 3-0 off Zane Smith and taking it out, right? But, I mean, there are all those little things in that game as well. I am such a lucky human being to have been at those two games because they are as memorable. I mean, look, Rajay had his homer, and still can't stand what happened with the rain delay, and I'm convinced that if there was no rain delay, they would have won the series.
Agreed.
Wow. Agreed. What a night.
Agreed. We have a football game coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
And the Browns have to have it. I mean, we've reached the point where I think that's definitely the verbiage to use, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And I think they're going to play well. I really do, not just because of the history against the Bengals, but I do think there is something to that. Now, I mean, how many times have we told Joe Burrow can't win in Cleveland, the Browns own Joe Burrow? And look, for the most part, that has been the case. One of these days, he's going to wake up and he's going to overcome that. But as of now, he is not. Look, statistically, however, Joe Burrow is the best 2-4 quarterback ever. I mean, going into last week, he had the best numbers for a 1-4 quarterback since 1950.
Wow.
Like the best performance for a quarterback on a bad team since as long as they can keep statistics.
And last year, so didn't he have 200-300-yard with 3 touchdown passing games against the Browns?
Sure. But this is really, because to me, I mean, you throw out week 18, this is like the first time the Browns have faced the Bengals at full strength, and this has been a real game since week 1 of last year. So I'm excited for that. Look, it's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend, Guards weekend, beautiful weather, Nick Chubb, all of that. You know, Batman is back. I'm fired up for the energy of being downtown and everything that comes with this game on Sunday. The Browns got to play better. Everyone knows that. We've said it 1,000 times, and now's the time to do it. You got your division games, your 6 division games ahead of you. I can't wait for Nick Chubb to break through the line and run down the field. But Batman can't save the city by himself. Said this last Sunday in Philadelphia in the fourth quarter. Gotham, the people of Gotham have to help.
Amari Cooper traded away this week. Who is the biggest benefactor on the other side of it? Is it David Njoku? Is it Cedric Tillman? Is it Jerry Jeudy? Is it Elijah Moore? Jamari Thrash? Who do you think is going to benefit the most from this trade?
I mean, Judy's number one, clearly, but I think it could be Cedric Tillman, but Cedric's got to jump up and take that. He's got to seize the opportunity as a third-round pick to see his snap count get up, undoubtedly his target share go up, catch the football and make plays. I think he could do it. I think we saw flashes last year down the stretch, certainly, when Flacco was slinging it. Would love to see him do that. I also think Jamari Thrash is going to have a role. Would love what he did in the preseason, especially in the Seattle game. He's got some juice. My friend Steve Smith loved him coming out of Louisville, really loved him. He's got a pretty decent eye for guys that play that position. Would love to see him worked in as much or better, I beg your pardon. But I also think clearly Njoku, he's got to be the guy. Njoku's got a first down reception, I think, in 16 consecutive games, which I think only Sam Laporta's got a longer streak in the NFL. The Browns need first downs, and they need that streak to continue and then some.
The one thing you would like to see Deshaun Watson do differently?
Put together second and third quarters that produce points. Because, look, we've seen the first quarter drive. We've seen that 7-for-7, 9-for-9 in the first quarter, 8-for-10, whatever it's been. You got to do that in the fourth quarter. I thought it was interesting on Wednesday when he was asked, what can you do with the O-line to cut down on the false starts or, whatever you do in the red zone to shoot yourself in the foot in the fourth quarter. And he kind of had that look like, I don't know, like almost like, do you have a suggestion? It's not my fault that they're false starting. But obviously some of the choices that Watson has made on the field as well are his fault. It goes many directions and lots of layers to it. You can't shoot yourself in the foot in the red zone. And that's what he and everyone has to collectively be better at.
All right, my friend, I'll be looking forward to talking to you on the pregame show on Sunday morning. Are you going back tonight, ball game, or no?
I am going back tonight to where, but I'll find my way in somehow.
All right, you'll get in. We'll make sure. You're a big name now. You've always been a big name.
I'm not a big name.
You are, man.
I could be the guy hanging outside the left field gate asking, got one?
Got a spare?
Got one?
That's
I've
a good
done
point.
That before, too.
No, I believe
I've been
it.
That guy.
Andrew, as always, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Andrew.
You got it, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Andrew Siciliano, play-by-play guy for the Browns on the Browns Radio Network. You'll hear him Sunday right here on the Browns Radio Network. Nice enough to join us. It sounds like he had great seats for last night's game.